Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 16 on August 17, 2010. How to stop emotional eating and other compulsive behavioral problems for good. Let's get going. When I first started helping clients whose major complaint was emotional eating, that's eating for emotional reasons when they weren't really hungry, I assumed that the problem was caused by beliefs and conditionings like most other behavioral or emotional problems. But when all the beliefs and conditionings that appeared to be relevant had been eliminated, the problem usually was as bad as ever. At which point, I went back to the drawing board. I knew all about classical conditioning, in which a stimulus is conditioned to produce a behavioral or emotional response. So, rejection or making a mistake can be conditioned to produce anxiety, or being told what to do can be conditioned to produce anger. This type of conditioning was demonstrated by Pavlov's dogs, who were conditioned to salivate by the ringing of a bell. The Lefko stimulus process can easily decondition this type of conditioning. But this type of conditioning doesn't seem relevant for emotional eating, which involves a behavior that seems compulsive. Now, there's another type of conditioning called operant conditioning. This type of conditioning is the result of rewarding or punishing a behavior. As a result, you become conditioned to act in a certain way in order to achieve the reward or avoid the punishment. Merely desiring the reward results in the behavior. In an earlier blog post about eating on October 13, 2009, I pointed out, quote, "If every time you got upset as a child, your mom gave you food to make you feel better, you could get conditioned to eat whenever you got upset in order to feel better. Or if your parents continually rewarded you for special things you did as a child by giving you a special meal with the food you really liked, you could get conditioned to eat whenever you wanted to feel acknowledged for something you did." Close quote. I finally realized that all emotional eating involves both types of conditioning. So, in order to help people with an emotional eating problem, I had to create a process that could easily, quickly, and permanently decondition both classical and operant conditioning. I first started working on a process back in 1997, and it took 6 revisions over the next 11 years before I finally had something that worked in most situations. I call it the Lefko deconditioning process, and I'll describe how it works in a minute. The reason it took so long is that I wasn't working with many individual clients, and even more importantly, the problems presented by the clients I did have didn't need operant deconditioning. Then toward the end of last year, a friend asked me to help him with his eating problem. I decided then to figure out how to permanently eliminate emotional eating, not just for him, but for others as well. So I worked with him and a few additional clients. Much to my surprise, in most cases, there were very few beliefs involved. Their emotional eating was caused primarily by a combination of classical and operant conditioning. No wonder emotional conditioning has been so hard to stop and willpower is so useless in the long run. Consider this. First, someone with an emotional eating problem conditions eating to produce rewards, relieving anxiety or any other negative feeling, feeling loved, a sense of celebration, feeling calm, etc. In other words, the mere act of eating automatically results in emotional rewards. This classical conditioning would make it difficult enough to stop overeating. But then the problem is intensified by operant conditioning, where the behavior is conditioned to occur whenever there's a desire for the reward. In other words, merely desiring one of the emotional rewards, such as feeling loved, a sense of celebration, or feeling calm, will result in emotional eating because you've learned you'll get this feeling each time you eat. Behavior is conditioned by attributing need to a behavior that's not really needed. There's a shift from a behavior that occurred and then was arbitrarily rewarded to a behavior that now occurs automatically and compulsively in order to get the reward. By the way, even if there's punishment following the behavior, such as gaining undesirable weight. Operant conditioning is the emotional equivalent of a belief. You have the emotional sense that the behavior in question is the only way to get what you want. It's like an emotional rather than a cognitive conclusion. I now have 4 clients who say that their emotional eating has stopped completely as a result of all the deconditioning they've done using the LEFCO deconditioning process. One client reports that he hasn't eaten except when he was actually hungry for over 5 months, and he doesn't need to use willpower. He just doesn't feel like eating most of the time. Another client wrote me, quote, "This is a terrific victory, to not feeling compelled to eat all the time. I actually have half bags of chips and cookies that I have had open for several weeks. I have no desire for them now. It's wonderful," close quote. And from another, quote, "I think about some really good homemade food in the fridge that I would normally pig out on, and I just blow it off and think, great, I'll have that when I'm hungry. It's awesome to not be controlled by food." Close quote. Here's a specific example from a client's files that makes clear how this type of conditioning is created. One of the common emotional eating subpatterns is eating in order to experience love. By the way, emotional eating is not a single problem, but the desire for 8 to 12 different emotional rewards, each of which lead to emotional eating. This woman fed herself when she wasn't feeling loved and wanted to feel loved. As a child, she frequently visited her grandmother, who always cooked a big meal for her and her family. As a little girl, she experienced being loved by her grandmother when she ate everything on her plate. So she got rewarded. She felt loved when she ate. As a result, she would feel loved whenever she ate. This is classical conditioning. And eating became conditioned so that she then compulsively ate, whether she was hungry or not, whenever she wanted to experience being loved. This is operant conditioning. The LEFCO deconditioning process includes what the LEFCO stimulus process does, namely, it deconditions stimuli so they no longer result in emotional responses. For example, eating will no longer produce positive emotional responses other than satisfying hunger or enjoying the taste of food. In other words, eating will no longer produce the rewards it had produced in the past. In addition, the LEFCO deconditioning process deconditions the behavior so that merely desiring the emotional reward no longer automatically and compulsively leads to eating. The essence of what makes the LEFCO deconditioning process so effective is having the client experience that she wanted the reward, for example, feeling loved, not what got rewarded, for example, eating. In other words, you want to get rid of loneliness or boredom. You don't want to eat. It's just that eating produced that reward earlier in life. You want to nub your pain. You don't want alcohol or drugs. It's just that alcohol or drugs numb you out earlier in life. You want attention. You don't want to be sick. It's just that being ill earlier in life got you attention. The client realizes that the reward is not contingent only on that particular behavior, but can be found in other ways. When people use the LEFCO deconditioning process to make these and other distinctions, both types of conditioning are deconditioned, and an unwanted behavior stops permanently. I'm really excited about these two breakthroughs. First, I developed a new theory that totally explains emotional eating. It's not a single problem, but 8 to 12 different rewards that you eat to gain. And the emotional eating itself is caused both by classical and operant conditioning. The second breakthrough is a single process that quickly, easily, and permanently deconditions both conditionings. If you'd like more information about how you can stop emotional eating or how the LEFCO deconditioning process works, please contact me either at 415-884-4255 1-800-552 or morty@lefkoinstitute.com. If you have any comments you'd like to make on the Lefko deconditioning process and how it can help people with eating issues or other conditioning problems, please go to my blog at mortylefko.com, and I'd love to have your comments. If you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs yet using the Lefko belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com/free, where you can eliminate one limiting belief free. And finally, if you'd like to eliminate fear so you can take action on your goals, get our natural confidence program at mortylefko.com/confidence. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at mortylefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to recreateyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.